أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. In the previous ayat we read first about making mashura, and there it was made clear that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not in need of any mashura of anyone, but it was merely to teach the ummah that they should do all their matters with mashura. Then the next point was about stealing and taking from public funds. That also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was completely free, but Allah revealed the ayat in that way, that also for the ummah to take a lesson, that whoever handles public funds must be very careful. They must not take anything, must not misappropriate, not misuse, and they must also be careful of decisions they make of the use of public funds. It mustn't be used also, though they don't use it for themselves, but it must not be used in a wrong way. It must not be abused in any way. It can't be used for wrong things, for things which are not of benefit, etc. For all that, there is a severe punishment of on the day of Qiyamah, that they will be humiliated, and it will be shown to everyone that these are those people, and what they had misappropriated will be shown also to the people. And after that will be the punishment in the fire of Jahannam. So, and with that also we all have to be very careful of huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people. Allah Ta'ala by and large will forgive his rights very easily. But the rights of fellow people, until you don't get them forgiven by them, then they won't be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. So it is very important that we set our matters right. And in the rights of fellow people are the rights of husbands and wives also. If we don't fulfill their rights, that also we would be questioned. The rights of children and parents also. If we don't fulfill the rights of our children, if the children don't fulfill the rights of the parents, of neighbors, etc. In our business we must see that we are not taking any wrong money in any way from any person. We are not underpaying our workers. And as workers we are employees, that we are not underworking. During working time we are busy on the phone, for example. We are busy talking with other people, or any other way that we misappropriate and misuse our boss's things. And the boss must not also exploit his workers. All these will be questioned about that. So we should be very careful about that. Then Allah Ta'ala in these ayat now explain that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Imamul Anbiya, it is not far-fetched, it is impossible to think that they will do any of these wrong things. They are the most supreme and most superb people. And in that way we are also encouraged, we must also endeavor that we keep all our matters clear with Allah Ta'ala also, and with fellow beings also. A beautiful dua that is taught, which our Shaykh taught us from Allama Alusi in Ruh al-Ma'ani, with regard to the rights of fellow people. We should make this dua regularly also. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, O Allah, forgive us our sins. وَتَكَفَّلْ بِرِضَى خُسُومِنَا, and you take in charge and you fulfill the rights of people that I have wronged in such a way that you make them completely happy. That whatever their rights are, you give them their right. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَتَكَفَّلْ بِرِضَى خُسُومِنَا. Because undoubtedly all of us somewhere along the line we all commit, in fact not somewhere along the line, all the time we commit great wrongs to fellow people. So we should make this dua, then Allah takes the responsibility of making those people happy and giving them their full rights. So Allah says these people, أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, kya ek shakhs jo taabi hai Allah ki marzi ka, what that person who is bent on pleasing Allah Ta'ala. And the most are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and in them the most Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that went not the extra mile, full out to please Allah. Every moment, whether they were in peace or they were in adverse condition, whether they were happy or sad, whether they were fresh and healthy or they were sick and very tired, in all conditions their motive was to please Allah. Can they kamambaa bisakhti min Allah? Can they be equal? Kya barabar ho sakta hai uske jisne kamaya ghussa Allah ka? Can they ever be equal to those people who have earned the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, the anger of Allah Ta'ala? Can the two ever be equal? Those that are all the time bent on pleasing Allah, and the other ones who are bent on displeasing Allah, and they've earned the wrath and the anger of Allah, the two can never be equal. وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ اور اس کا ٹھکانہ دوزخ ہے. And those who displease Allah, and their way of life, their object of life is to displease Allah. They make shaitan happy. They make the kuffar happy. Imitate the kuffar, etc. They have no idea of pleasing Allah. They just want to, they only living for dunya and for the pleasure of dunya and making shaitan happy. The two can never be equal. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ اور کیا ہی بری جگہ پہنچا. And what a bad place they have reached. That is the place of Jahannam. They thought they were very clever and smart in this world, and they know what to do and how to do. But finally they will see that led them to the fire of Jahannam, and what a bad place that will be, with all its punishment, disgrace, humility, all the worst things there all the time. And as far as the Akhirat is concerned, hum darajatun indallah, logo ki mukhtalif darje hai Allah ke haan. For people, they have got different stages by Allah. Those who wanted to please Allah and they work in that direction, they will be in A'la Illiyin, in the highest position by Allah Ta'ala. And the other people, Asfalu Safilin, they will be right down in the worst places. So all people will have their stages according to A'mal in this world. What our actions are, that will have a like reaction in the year after. If our amal were, we will get good returns in the year after. And if we had bad amal, it will be bad reactions and returns in the akhirat. And if we have made a mixture of both, good and bad, then whatever will be more, that will overtake. So we must be very careful and so simple. We are weak. We do make mistakes. Just ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And such a beautiful deed, and Allah reward our ulama who have taught us that even the rights of fellow people, we can redeem them so easily, and we can just have a smooth sailing journey in the akhirat. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ اور اللہ دیکھتا ہے جو کچھ کرتے ہیں. And Allah is watchful all the time of what people are doing. Whatever we are doing, it can be in complete secrecy. We might think nobody knows, but Allah Ta'ala is watching. What we are looking at also, that also Allah Ta'ala is watching. A beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. میری نگاہ پر ان کی نگاہ پاسباں رہی. My eyes were watched by his eyes. Allah was watching my eyes, what I'm looking at. I'm hands on in my business. I'm checking, I know everything what is happening. Or I'm looking at this woman, that woman, and nobody knows I'm looking. Under the blanket, I'm alone in the room, and still under the blanket I'm watching at porn. I think nobody knows, but Allah is watching me. Allah is there all the time. Meri nigaah par unki nigaah paas pa rahi. Afsos, is khabar se main be khabar tha. What a pity that I was not aware that I am being watched all the time. Like anywhere, if a person goes to a supermarket and for no reason also, he decides just to put something in his pocket. He steals something and he puts it, and he thinks nobody is watching. But he was being covered by CCTV. And then when he was at the payteller, they asked him, if we just want to speak to you, come to the office. Then they tell him, you have stolen something. He denies it first. But then when they show him the footage on the screen, he's got now no. And now he says, if I knew I was being watched, I should never have done this stupid thing. So just like that, we are being watched by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's eyes are fully on us all the time. So we should be very careful of what we do. Allah has given us the perfect models of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We should follow in that pattern. And remember, we are not here for this dunya. We are here for akhirat. And there will be accountability. And we must prepare for that eternal life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.